or commercial window tinting, call 303-263-4228.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio, and welcome back in the second hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. If you'd like to call in, you can do so. We'll be taking some calls, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524 is the call-in line, so get your pencils sharpened, if you will, if you want to talk about things that are dealing with United Nations Agenda 21 or the Trump administration or anything else that... Well, just sort of suits your fancy right now as we're talking about, this is my show. I'm Paul Preston, and I do the radio show called Agenda 21 Radio, and you can visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. It's wonderful to be here with you in Colorado. I want to say sunny Colorado. I'm not sure what the weather is over there. I'm in California, where it is actually sunny today. It's been dark and dreary and cold in Northern California, where I'm at. And very, very cold. Not a lot of rain. I wonder why. I think they're geoengineering it so that we don't have a lot of rain and put a lot of pressure on, well, the newly minted, rebuilt spillway that was a disaster last year. You may recall, and some of you that follow my radio show is out there reporting, actually on scene at the Oroville Dam just prior to the disaster and the things that were happening and the problems that they were suffering through. We talked a little bit about that in the first hour. We're going to get back to it, and we're going to talk about... We're trying to find out right now, as we speak. This is a live show, so we're trying to find out what is going on with a sanctuary state status situation. See, January 1st, California becomes a sanctuary state. Now, I don't understand why a theological concept of sanctuary is brought into state government at all. I think it's unconstitutional. That's my opinion. But this is what they're foisting down our throats right now. These are the, of course, the globalists who want one world order, right? Want everybody to be free of those laws. The laws that affect everybody in California, California laws and federal laws. Oh, my gosh. No more do they want the Constitution to be our guiding light. And that's what they want with Agenda 21. That's their plan. Break down the Constitution. Break down our lawful behavior. Get us into a point of lawlessness. That's really what they really would like to do. And then that way they can come and substitute their own form of what they would see as lawful behavior by human beings on the planet. By the way, if you haven't figured it out, the depopulation program, well, that's what they want to institute worldwide. Too many people on the planet, too many people. The United Nations, they plan everything out for you. So you don't need to worry about you and your safety and your family. You're probably because you don't own any. They do. That's the way they look at it. All property is part of the state or part of them, whoever them is, right? Whoever the dictator is, whoever has the guns, they are in charge. That's the way they look at it. So in California, they're trying. That's another part of what's going on. Man, now you have to be a licensed dealer to buy ammunition. I mean, have to have background check. I mean, it's just absurd what is going on. So everybody out here is stacking up on the ammunition right now before these laws, these onerous Second Amendment laws go into play. And, of course, there's big answers for all this stuff. And we'll touch upon this at the end of the hour. But 877-254-7524 if you want to call in. Okay, the Oroville Dam situation, and I know people in Colorado certainly understand reservoirs and dams and so on because it's the lifeblood of your state, basically, to have so much water available to your populations. And the Oroville Dam is the same thing. And back in February, it became a real talking point nationally because we almost lost the dam. Literally, one of the largest dams in the world almost came apart, literally. And it's still very, very much in what in dam parlance they refer to as failure mode. Many of the systems are in failure mode. The same systems that were in failure mode when the dam gave way almost, they're still in failure mode. Not a lot of people don't understand that. Nothing was really truly fixed, except a large hole was filled up, what was called a plunge pool, where the spillway was that was eaten away by the water, and put the whole dam in danger. But the problem, when you take a look at the dam and what was going on, now this goes back to February 7th, when they first started noticing problems with the dam and the spillway. Now, and of course, why would they have problems at the spillway in other parts of the dam? Well, it's because the dam was not maintained over the year, even though there were a couple of lawsuits that involved the maintenance of the dam. There were signs and symptoms. There were people complaining as early as 2006 about the condition of the dam. Yet Jerry Brown, the governor and the Democrats, took all the money that was dedicated for the maintenance of that dam over the years and spent it on other social engineering programs, such as programs for illegal aliens and illegal immigrants, giving them driver's licenses and things like that, and fawning over them, allowing them to go to schools and universities, and basically flipping the script on the population of California itself. So citizenship in California became, as it is right now, a sort of a moot issue, an issue that does not rise to the level of importance to Jerry Brown. He welcomes the illegal immigrants as, quote, California citizens now. That's what he calls them. So it's kind of like, wait, isn't there something wrong here? Isn't this kind of an upside-down world that we live in California? And it is. Of course, that's what they want to do. They want to create a lawless society. Replace one form of lawful behavior by another. Theirs. What they seem to think is the right thing. And, of course, the right thing for them is the whole thing about becoming sustainable and being good stewards of the world. Mother Gaia, anyone? Worshipping the earth and doing all the things that government tells you have to do. That's what they're about. There's a word called totalitarianism, which really is appropriate here. And that's what they've been trying to do in California for a long time. So the maintenance of the dam was not kept up. And like I said in the last hour, dams are people too. We all need to be maintained, right? We all need to go to the doctor and get checked up, and we need to get the vitamins. We need to get the things that keep us happy and healthy human beings. Dams are the same. And, when they get weather-beaten, when they get used over time, and by the way, water is the most corrosive thing there is on the planet. And there's so much water that is in question in and around the Feather River watershed, as it's known in Northern California, that over years, the spillway and all that machinery that was involved, it deteriorated drastically until there was a crisis in February 7th. When we come back from the break, we're going to explain a little bit more as to how that all played out. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Earth.
How many times have you gone into a health food store and are confused as to the many different brands and prices on the same herbal supplements? You want to buy the cheapest, but you're afraid the quality is less, so you buy the most expensive. Truth is, the cheapest may be better. Green Herb herbal supplements are all manufactured in our Wheat Ridge, Colorado plant at 4565 Kipling Street, using the highest quality herbs that we source from all over the world. Our 150 different herbal supplements are the most potent and safest in America. Our guarantee is your money back, no time limit. Just return the bottle, empty or full, no questions asked. So when you come to our new location, look for our new name, New Genesis Health, or call us at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm Paul Preston, and normally you're listening to Randy Yarborough, and he's not behind the mic any longer, so they asked me to step in, so here I am. I do a radio show from Northern California, and the show is titled Agenda 21 Radio. Now, those of you that are familiar with United Nations Agenda 21, you can understand the significance of what this radio show is about. Because it's all about how the United Nations is stripping away your constitutional rights. Your right to be an American. A sovereign citizen. Now, and I it's kind of interesting. Someone asked me one time on the air, I said, are you a sovereign citizen? I said, yeah, I'm an American. I claim the sovereignty of being an American citizen. And they said, oh, you must be part of that radical sovereign citizen movement. I said, what's that? I said, the movement. I said, every American's part of that movement, don't you think? I said, aren't you an American? And, you know, the person was rather baffled. I could tell because, you know, what is sovereignty? How important is sovereignty? You see, when you're being attacked for things like sovereignty, you know you're being attacked to be destroyed. That's what we need to wake up with. And, of course, there are the sovereigns, they're called, the constitutionalists and the sovereigns. People that spread the virus of the Constitution. Oh, you evil people out there talking about your Bill of Rights and all that stuff. Now, I say the term evil people because some of you might know about Lavoie Finicum, the not-so-evil constitutionalist who was murdered by the FBI. That, and by the way, a two-year anniversary is coming up because it was January 16th, 2016. That Lavoie was murdered. And we were very intimately involved and still are with the Finicums and the Bundys, by the way, at Agenda 21 Radio. I'm proud to be, by the way. Just last week at our tea party, Jeanette Finicum came and spoke. I regard Jeanette as a friend. She came out and spoke at the Liberty Tour 2 days here in Northern California talking about the plight of the Constitution and how much the Constitution is hated by so many people. And by the way, it was interesting little side story, too, with Lavoie Finicum. The two state senators to Washington, D.C., went into James Comey's office and demanded that the virus be stopped. We stopped the spread of the virus that Lavoie Finicum and the Bundy boys and all those people were spreading up there in Harnan County at the Malheur. And what was the virus? Well, they were going out and they were teaching people about the Constitution in Harney County and in the rural areas of Oregon. And they didn't like it because people were getting ticked off at unconstitutional sheriffs and unconstitutional county supervisors and so on. People started to sort it out, and it was being very, well, you can imagine the strength of the Constitution and what a kind of a revolution it was creating there in Harney County. So they demanded that they stop the spread of the virus to James Comey, who brought out a hit crew from Southern California, and they murdered him. It's kind of interesting. It took that crew, working with the Oregon State Police and the Harney County Sheriff, took them 2 days to set up the ambush site along Highway 395. I mean, after all, if you're going to be a sniper, you got to be perched up in a tree, so you might as well take out all those branches and set up your little nest. So when the Finicums drive into that area, they can be murdered. That's what they were doing, and that's what they did. See, you have to think about those little tiny details. But let's get back to the Oroville Dam situation and what happened and the decay that was going on. And you see, what happens to tyrants and totalitarians such as Jerry Brown, he just feels he can spend the money any way he wants to. So he neglected to spend any kind of money on the Oroville Dam in over years. And Schwarzenegger before him, he didn't help the problem. And the dam decayed and decayed and decayed until finally on February 7th, a chunk of the spillway, which was being utilized at the time because of the water rushing in from a very heavy rainy season, broke away large chunks of the spillway, and the spillway started to break up under the water pressure, under the cavitation of the water. Cavitation is kind of an interesting thing. I won't talk about it now, but it really does play havoc on spillways and other concrete features. Well, that spillway broke apart. I went up there. It's kind of interesting. I was speaking to a group of Republican women in Chico, California, on February 11th. So I said to them, I kind of dressed down. I didn't put a suit on. I didn't put the tie on or anything like that. So I went before that group, and I was in my Levi's. I was in my kicking it clothes and all that stuff, and I had my kind of outdoorsy look. And I apologized. I said, you know, I'm going up to the dam because I understand it's February 11th. So from February 7th to the 11th, things started to really happen. And the hole was getting bigger, and it was getting more dramatic, and I'm sure you've seen those pictures. And so I said, I'm going to go to the top of the dam because I've been up there. I live in the area, and I live up, you know, I've been up there hundreds of times to the dam. So I'm going to grab my little press pass, and I'm going to drive on out there. So I told the women that, and I left there at about 11 o'clock, and by 11:30, I was driving on top of the dam in Oroville, California. I was on top of that dam. I've never seen the water so high on top of that dam. Magnificent. I mean, in terms of size and scope, it was just majestic to look at that. All that water behind that dam. So I drove out to the far end of the dam and said, holy moly, what they're doing is they're allowing that water to go over the emergency spillway for the first time ever. So I went out there and I stood right there, looked at that, and I said, my God, do they have problems? They have major problems. I could see the erosion in the earth in front of the emergency dam spillway. Because you see, when they designed the dam, talk about bad designing, they didn't design it with concrete in the emergency spillway area. Oh no, it was going to be soil. Smooth soil. That's what they thought. So right away, that was wrong. And I could see for myself, there was channeling going on. And the water was carving out a big, huge crevasse right in front of this thing. And I said to myself, there's real trouble. There's real trouble. And they were desperately trying to throw rocks and concrete and pumping concrete into that little area down there. And I said to myself, you know, in a few short hours, maybe 24 hours, this isn't going to be here. You could see it. You could see it then. It was at noon that day. So I drove away and I thought to myself, what is going on? So unbeknownst to me, Sheriff Corey Honey was doing the same thing. It was interesting because Sheriff Corey Honey was very, very leery of what he was getting in terms of reports because no one ever told him that the dam was in trouble from the Department of Water Resources. So he had to find out on his own. That does not make a sheriff real happy. And so on the 12th, Sheriff Corey Honey thought, well, everything seems to be under control. I'm going to go up there to check out the dam and go in the Department of Water Resources office and see what's going on. And he walked in, and everybody's normal. Everybody's smiling. Hey, Jack, good to see you. So he's there for 15 or 20 minutes. He said, I have no good reason to be here. I'm going to go home, maybe pop a brew, and sit back and watch something, maybe some basketball or something. So he's walking outside the door to the outside of the inside the building still. And he looks off into one of the offices, and he sees a guy who looks very distressed. He's got his head in his hands, and he's looking at a sheet of paper. And he says, that looks like something very interesting, since that guy was one of the chief engineers of the dam. So he walks in, and a woman who's standing next to him and says to him, the man with his head in his hands, does the sheriff know about this yet? Well, since the sheriff had entered the room and they hadn't noticed, he said, does the sheriff know about what? You can imagine. Everybody says it's all copacetic on the 12th of February. And the sheriff finds out there's something wrong at the last minute. In fact, had he just walked away and gone out and gone home, the dam would have come down. But Honey called it up and demanded answers. And he got answers. And he found out. There's a long story behind it, very dramatic, but he found out that the dam was within 1 hour from completely giving way. So he pulled what he called the big red lever and evacuated nearly 190,000 people. And they poured water over the main spillway, which they had shut down, to drastically drop the water level to take the pressure off that emergency spillway. Had he not been there, the inundation of that area would have wiped out property, farms, human beings for 50 miles beyond Sacramento. That's only about an 80-mile run. And with Sacramento, would have easily killed 1 million people in one night. Now, Jerry Brown never made a trip officially to the dam in all this. Never gave support. He showed up on a secret trip. He didn't show any support then either. It was secret. But we found out about it. We embarrassed him, of course. But what type of person would knowingly and willfully allow this to happen? What type of people would knowingly and willfully allow the potential for 1 million people to be killed in one evening? Those are the facts. I didn't make them up. You know, it's interesting in my line of business. When you tell the truth, all the people that are involved in the situation do come out and tell you the truth. Because they want to get the word out themselves. They want to protect people. But the leadership somehow is ingrained with a destructive notion that human beings are not good for the planet. And clearly Jerry Brown thinks that way. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, the guy who came up with the notion of tearing down dams throughout the United States and rewilding, he was a Department of Interior Secretary under Bill Clinton by the name of Bruce Babbitt. Just the July before this incident, 2016, or 2015, Jerry Brown hired Bruce Babbitt to help him with what? The tearing down of dams in California. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm very suspicious. And I'm sure you would be too if you'd heard that, if you knew that. But this is what the degree by which these people will go. Now, there's another set of circumstances brought to you by Jerry Brown that's very interesting. And those are the fires in Northern and Southern California. Some of those fires still going on. Kind of a perfect situation to get people off the rural land, isn't it? By burning them out. And oh, by the way, the negligence that's been shown by Jerry Brown and his administration by not setting backfires and not setting, you know, controlled burns and managing the chaparral and all that stuff. Not done. Why would he do that? Well, because it's his mission. After all, he's with the Pope, right? And the encyclical. He and the Pope see eye to eye about this whole environmental thing. And what better way to control the environment but by getting rid of people, getting them off the land. Now, we're not making this up. These are just the facts that are out there. Facts are stubborn things. As we tell Jerry Brown all the time, facts are stubborn things, Jerry. But now here we have one of the largest fires in California, the Thomas Fire. We still don't know the origin of the Thomas Fire, as we don't know the origin of most of the fires that have been set. Did you know that? But we do know that there's a lot of people speculating. And, of course, this is when the tinfoil hat people, the army of the tinfoil hat folks, come out there. And they say, wait a minute. What's going on here? I mean, we've got some really smart people in California. A lot of PhDs, a lot of environmentalists, a lot of people who really want a, well, they don't want the New World Order. They just think this democracy is working out great. This republic is supposed to work out great. Of course, California, we don't have a republic anymore. We have a democracy. You see, one of the things, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution guarantees every state, that's a republican form of government. And right now, with the way the state has been going, we have a monoparty. We don't have a democratic system. We don't have a republican system when we have just one party, the Democratic Party. We have a monoparty. It's a democracy. And, of course, you know, that great story about the two wolves and the sheep. And they're going to make a democratic decision about what's for dinner. Right? That's what we have in California. We know the outcome of things because we know there's only one party and one party to do it. And, of course, isn't that the way it is with Hugo Chavez and all the other dictatorships around the old Soviet Union? And what about in Cuba? Or how about a democratically elected North Korean government? You get my drift. That's the way California's going. And again, the key thing is the Constitution in California has to guarantee the people, the government of California has to guarantee the people a Republican form of government per Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about how California can react to that. Be stunning. Stay with us. You're listening to Now Agenda 21 Radio.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is Paul Preston sitting in for Randy Yarbrough. And, boy, I'll tell you, if you want to call in, I think we can get these lines working here. 877-254-7524 is the call-in line. This is a live show right now. Anyway, I'm out here in California, Northern California, very rural, I might add. And we've been talking about what's happened at the Oroville Dam. I know a lot of people still around the world don't know all the little details that we've been discussing on the Oroville Dam. You can go to our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can actually see for yourself the articles that were done about the Oroville Dam. Major articles. A lot of research, but, you know, the thing is when you have, like I visited, I was on top of the dam the day before the big disaster thing started to happen, in a mass evacuation of 190,000 people. Many people died during the evacuation in auto accidents and unforeseen circumstances. The Governor Brown doesn't want to talk about that. But the bigger issue is that, you know, what would have happened if the sheriff had not shown up? Well, a lot of people would have died. This is the game that goes on with the Agenda 21, folks. That's why we step up and stand up against these people, and we want to expose them. and do everything we possibly can to get you to understand the plight that we're all walking into if we don't identify who these people are and what they're trying to do to our constitutional way of life, you know, taking away our God-given rights. Now, there's a lot of money that's associated with these people. We understand that. A lot of people move into your communities. It's kind of interesting. There are those that have come into your communities that live there that are agendists. They have a plan for you. They're part of the problem. They're real activists. And it's really an unsettling feeling because, you know, most people, Americans, we believe in doing the right thing. We believe in freedom. We cherish our freedom. We just don't understand it when someone wants to come and take it away from us, as we have been finding in Moss, as we started to experience with President Barack Hussein Obama and his ilk. And, of course, now the fallout from all that is just absolutely enormous. Now, a little bit of a report. We've been trying to monitor whether or not this sanctuary state status situation going on in California is going to get exacerbated by the fact that potentially now, we don't have the facts yet, go figure, they haven't called me back from the highway patrol with the report, but this drunk driver, he was high on marijuana, by the way, which is interesting. I know we're talking in Colorado and how I know there's different ways in which people are trying to determine how much under the influence and how intoxicated people have been by marijuana. But when they start mixing the alcohol and marijuana together, you can really well imagine that there is a strong, strong case for severe intoxication, as this individual was deduced to have been, apparently. My understanding from reporting from people, our contacts, is that there was a great marijuana smell on about the person's body, and certainly under the influence of alcohol as well. So, but if you did not hear, it was the Christmas Eve, and along the 880 freeway in the Bay Area, a highway patrol car was parked, and a car went off the freeway and careened into the rear end of the highway patrol car, one of those little minivan things, and killed the passenger, who was a rookie police officer, rookie highway patrolman. And it was the night before, and he was going to get off just a few hours later and go home and have Christmas Eve and morning with his three children. And, of course, the wife was notified and told, and she had to tell the three children instead of Santa Claus coming to town, it was going to be a casket for the husband, for the dad. Very, very, it's a heartbreaking story. It's just puts you over the top. But the bigger story, though, is that we've tried to look up and find out the name of the person. And normally, you know, if under normal circumstances, and you probably might recall from the Obama administration, if it was known to be a terrorist of usually a white supremacist group or something like that, you got the name out right away. You knew who it was. But if it was somebody who was known to be with ISIS or Al-Qaeda, they never told you who it was. They would hold on to that. Well, that's what they do here in California with the sanctuary state status situation or sanctuary city or county status. That some of these, they don't tell you who did it. And, of course, that gets back to the Kate Steinle thing. They don't want any bad negative connotations about illegal aliens. Now, it's interesting. We throw this into the mix with the Sonoma fires. You may recall this from October. And our good friend Chris Street exposed the fact that three probation officers in Sonoma were tasked to go out into the community. Because now remember, Sonoma and Santa Rosa area, it was burned to the ground pretty much. And it was interesting how it was burned. 65 fires started in less than an hour in one location around Geyserville, where the winds had all of a sudden, suddenly cropped up, and the blaze was on. Now, here's the situation, is that these three probation officers were tasked to go find out where this illegal alien had been, who had been arrested like five or six times in the sanctuary county of Sonoma, where he was. And lo and behold, these three probationary agents, now, but I'm saying three to emphasize the point that normally, see, I've worked with probation for years. I get this. They send usually one person out to find whoever the perp is or the probationer or whatever. This time they sent three because they were looking for an illegal alien who had been granted sanctuary status. And when he was arrested, he was released because he was in a sanctuary city, right? And, of course, what was his major problem? It was arson. And that was pointed out to everybody in a national article by Breitbart. And, boy, did people go ballistic. They said, you don't know that. You don't know that yet. Of course, the bad thing is that when the three probation officers walked up on him, they found him, he had just set a fire because he's an arsonist. So now that begs the question, were all those fires started by illegal aliens? Well, that's something that people are trying to find out. I understand there's actually lawsuits that are being foisted upon Sonoma at this time. Isn't that interesting? So there's obviously enough credibility there. My point is in the situation now, because in that area of the Bay Area, it is sanctuary, obviously. And they're not releasing the name of the guy who was the driver, a 22-year-old. He was under the influence of marijuana and alcohol, driving a red Cadillac, and he rear-ended the highway patrol vehicle. Now, we've tried for days to try and get that information. They promised that by 5 o'clock tonight, they're going to give us, now we'll be off the air here. We won't be able to, I don't know, unless I get a text or something to find out what the person's name is and what is his status. Now, you can just imagine the message is going to that's going to resonate around California and the rest of the world if it turns out that this was a illegal alien who had been deported many times, but because of sanctuary status, he was allowed to drive his car. And if he's illegal alien, then, of course, Jerry Brown's snafu with giving illegal aliens driver's license, right? All that flies in the face of reality for Jerry Brown. So now, this is open speculation, but we're trying to get the answers. Maybe at this break we'll find one. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We know our government is out of control. It's no longer our servant, it's become our master. Listen to me. Liberty Forum with the Freedom Rider will answer the question, what can we do? Our freedom and liberty is at stake. It's time to act. Those who have given everything for this country would expect no less. Tune in to the new Liberty Forum radio show Fridays at 9 a.m.
The associates at your 24-hour Walmart Supercenter in Lafayette remind us, no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families put the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are in our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts. This message is from the associates at your 24-hour Walmart Supercenter on Highway 287 in Lafayette. They're on the air because they care.
The Patriot Trading Group is a different kind of gold and silver company, cleaning up the industry for 21 years. Are you tired of the high-pressured sales tactics, the constant phone calls? Are you done with the bait and switch? You just want to be treated fairly with honesty and respect? That's exactly what you get when you call 800-951-0592. You have my word on it. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. Check us out online at allamericangold.com.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked, are you alive? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, 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 welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, sitting in for Randy Yarbrough. And we're trying to get, I just tried to call Sergeant Nacky from the California Highway Patrol. And hang on a second, we'll see if we got him here. young man who was involved. Did you have that information yet?
We don't have it. I just found out that it's not going to be released because the hospital is not going to release it to our custody till Friday at 9 a.m. at the earliest.
Okay, so the hospital is not going to release any information until 9 a.m. on Friday?
Well, due to his medical condition, they're not going to release him to our custody until 9 on Friday.
Is this standard procedure? I've never run across this. I mean, I've heard about this every once in a while, where they don't release the name, but
yes,
the people have a right to know.
No, you're right. I totally agree. The reason that we're not releasing the name is just because he's not technically under arrest and in our custody yet. Once he's under arrest, everything becomes public record, but prior to that, it's my understanding that we're just not allowed to release the name yet.
Okay. Hey, listen, thank you very much, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, so there you heard it. You heard it just now. That was Sergeant Nacky from the, what division is that? The Golden Gate Division. And the individual who was, who killed the rookie officer, his identification is not going to be released till then. Even though he's under arrest, see, this is where the, you heard he's a little bit disappointed as well. We have a right to know, the people do, and we're not being told. We're being stymied, and they're saying it's under the fact that the hospital has not released him medically, even though he's under arrest. He's under arrest, technically, as I understand it, and they have a right to tell us. So we're, when the story gets over, see, I'm getting a little bit irritated here. This is the thing when, you know, we are the servants of the, of the government, you see? Yeah, we're just peons. We don't need to know, really. Really. So this is the cover-up. You're just watching a cover-up happen right here in the state of California. And I'm not trying to disparage the job that Officer Nacky is doing here. I think you can pretty much figure that one out. Quite frankly, I got to tell you about the highway patrol people and the officers and first responders that I know in California, because I've had to be one of those and work with them. Over many, 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 many years, I have, with only one exception, in all my years of dealing with law enforcement and first responders, fire people, and all that stuff, have ever run across one real bad apple. They've always been like this Nacky guy here, professional, straight up, and kind of like befuddled as well. You know, why aren't they releasing that information to us? And the best guess, obviously, in this particular situation is it's because of the sanctuary city status. And Jerry Brown putting down his little foot, saying, oh, no, we can't have that. We don't want this information out. So that gives you a little bit of a sense of what's going on out here in California. You got it live right there. Got a live update on what's going on out there with the killer. Not going to be released until Friday, so we'll let everybody know. You can go visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We're keeping this story very much alive out there so that people can see what's going on. It's just another, I guess you would say it's another condemnation, a condemnation of Jerry Brown and the California government. Now, it's interesting, there's a lot of people that want to bash upon our federal government. And I get that, and we should. That's our job, is to be vigilant and due diligent about everything that goes on with our federal government. We get that. We have a responsibility to do that, especially if you're exercising your First Amendment right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press. The first time I was ever asked my press credentials, I didn't realize. I mean, I have press credentials, and I didn't have them on me. I didn't have them ring around my neck. But I did have my pocket constitution. I'll never forget this. Where's your credentials? And I quick grabbed my pocket constitution. I looked at the First Amendment, looked it up, and I said, it's right here, my press credential. And the guy's looking at me like, you wacko constitution. I said, well, and it worked. I got into the event. It worked, because that's true. All of you can be members of the press. You don't have to show your bona fides. If you're a citizen in particular, by the way, it's always helpful. But you have a constitutional, God-given right to be a journalist at any time. Why do you think the left has gone apoplectic over the citizen journalists that are out there right now? They're reporting the truth. It's unbridled. It's rough. Takes some people to hone through the truth and kind of hone it down so they can get the facts of the matter, but it's truthful. And that's because citizen journalists are taking center stage. They're taking away their they're taking back their constitutional right. And not only that, but they're exercising that constitutional right. That's the miracle of what's going on in this country right now, and let's keep it up. Exercise those constitutional rights. So anyway, but you can see the dilemma that we have here in California. And you can see the sanctuary state status, the situation that's going on with you know, all these different laws and regulations. It's leading to one thing in California, and this is where I get about it's California has been trying, and Jerry Brown has been trying to blame the federal government and Donald Trump in particular for the woes of California. Now, a great case could have been made during the Obama administration from Californians to Obama. There's no question about it because of all the tight scrutiny and all the monuments out here in California is lapping up California land, rural land, for the federal government as monuments. That's what Obama did. And he was really trying to work real hard overtime to squinch Californians into smaller, denser, pack-and-stack housing places in Los Angeles Basin, San Francisco, in Sacramento area. That's what they've been trying to do. And, of course, it was just destroying our form of government out here. And now with Jerry Brown, the crooked Jerry Brown, it's been exacerbated. The beef in California is against the state government. It's not against the federal government. I mean, the federal government hasn't done anything under the Trump administration to impede our constitutional rights, although you can see what's been going on with sanctuary state status and community and county status. The notions that came about during the Obama administration and lack of enforcement by ICE and so on. So our borders were always porous. So now that has changed. With this new federal government, that has changed. Obama, we kept it wide open, but now we have the problem of state government in California, and how do we fix that? And come back, we'll talk about it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Earth.
Well, it had to happen. When Colorado legalized marijuana, most people thought the Green Herb was a marijuana dispensary. Also, it was legalized on January the 1st, 2014, the same day we opened our new location at 4565 Kipling Street, 1.5 blocks south of I-70. There are 83,000 cars a day passing in front of our new location on Kipling Street, and most of them thought we were a marijuana dispensary. So we changed the name of our retail store to New Genesis Health, but we kept the name of our Green Herb Supplements. So when you come to our new location, look for our new name, New Genesis Health, or call us at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Healthy Nature Show with Linda Phillips every Tuesday at 1 p.m.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
The associates at your 24-hour Walmart Supercenter in Lafayette remind us, no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families put the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are in our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts. This message is from the associates at your 24-hour Walmart Supercenter on Highway 287 in Lafayette. They're on the air because they care.
And we're back here on now Agenda 21 Radio. I'm Paul Preston. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're live from 6 to 9 every day. That's Pacific Time AM on Red State Talk Radio. And you can listen to us, listen to our guests. We've got many, 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 many fine guests, as we'll bring them to the show as well.
And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. You know, the big question coming up and coming forward is what in the heck is going on with California and what's going to happen to it. There's only one way you can change California and make it better, and that is to make a new state. And so what we have now going on in California is a new movement. It's called newcaliforniastate.com. That's the website, New California State. That is the movement. It's a constitutionally derived movement to form a new state, and it's working. There are 58 counties in California, and there are 47 counties that want to get out of California and form a new state, and they're doing it. Now, this is a real movement that's constitutionally derived from Article 4, Section 3, and Section 4 of the Constitution. Section 3 talks about state splits and how states can form from prior existing states. Article 4 is also that I guess you would say, a major grievance point, because California is no longer, as Article 4 would say, providing a Republican form of government, a representative form of government, not a democracy. When you get into a democracy, such as what we're seeing here in California, it's a tyranny. And we've gone over that edge big time in California. So now there is this movement that's afoot. There's hope. And not only hope for California and New California, but the nation, because these people that brought you the tyranny of California, well, they're going to be non-existent any longer after New California has been formed. And it's going to happen. On January 15th, 2018, New California is going to declare its independence from California. Mark that day. Happens to be the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. Isn't that interesting? It's interesting how a plan can come together to take on the totalitarians, but recognize that it's not the federal government in California's problem. It's the California state government that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the tyranny. You know, it's kind of interesting. We've been working over what that declaration is going to look like. And we get to the original Declaration of Independence and we say, my God, if we just take out King George and substitute Jerry Brown, it's verbatim what we are experiencing in California as a tyranny led by a tyrant. And all you need to do is just change 32 words in that declaration, and you might as well use it for New California. Because all those words about tyrant and tyranny apply today as they did 200 and some years ago. Now, here's the deal. It's just proof positive in the documents when you read it and you make the comparison, juxtaposition it to King George to California today, that the document didn't change, the wording didn't change, and neither did people's behavior change from 1776 to 2017. It's all the same. Tyrants and tyranny all do the same thing. It's something that's just ageless, and there's only a few things that can stop them. One of them being the Bible, and the other one being, well, the freedom documents that gave rise to this great country, the United States of America. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and our unalienable God-given rights through the Bill of Rights. Because remember, it was God who gave us the right to make sure that we self-govern. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be back.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not...
Have a good one, Paul.
Collins work, how does that work?
Oh, the call-ins, you did give out the right phone number, the 877-254-7524.